Welcome, colleagues, back to the office. My name is Steve Yass. It's a pleasure being with you here today, and welcome to our live podcast. This is Cloud-Based Office Suite Showdown, Google Workspace, Microsoft 365, Zoho Part 1. It's a pleasure being with you, and I appreciate you coming to attend. All right, so this is the first part of a ongoing series which we're going to offer, taking a look at various cloud-based productivity platforms. There are a lot of really good options these days, and the big three are Microsoft Office 365, Zoho, and Google Workspace. And so we're going to discuss over the course of several videos what they are, how they function, some of the main and key features of each of these platforms, and why you might want to consider them for your organization. So in today's broadcast, we're going to specifically focus on Google Workspace, and we're going to take a deep dive with respect to what this application is, how it functions, and some of the major programs and offerings of this actual platform itself. I myself have been a longtime Google user, starting first with their personal tools, such as Gmail and Google Calendar. I've also used various iterations of their professional tools, including G Suite, as it was originally called, and then it's changed names two or three times. It was then called Google Apps for Work. Now, in its most current iteration, it is Google Workspace. And so I'm very familiar with how these tool functions and why you might want to consider them for your firm or for your office. Now, I'm going to do my best to try to draw some of the best features out, some of the best opportunities, some of the risks, some of the things that you might want to consider as you're choosing some of these different tools, and give you some compelling reasons that you might want to consider one of these three platforms for your organization. But we're going to start today with Google Workspace. Now, if you are a financial professional, I do want to draw your attention to that this podcast is available and eligible for CPE credit. If you are subject to some sort of continuing education requirement, please, you can go ahead and take this podcast and earn some credits just for listening. Go ahead and check out cpetoday.com. Use course code GMZ1. You take a quick 5-question exam, earn a credit, and you'll get a certificate for completion for today's course. Again, that is cpetoday.com. Use course code GMZ1. All right, so our first subject matter that we're going to go ahead and discuss today is just kind of giving you a macro appreciation for the cloud productivity market, what these different tools are, how they function, some of the big similarities between them, and then we're going to go ahead and specifically dive into Google Workspace for today. Now, these tools are an emerging market of functionality. They've been around for a couple of years now, but they continuously have improved and continuously have deployed more and more functionality. And today in 2021, it's, in my opinion, probably a standard for every organization to have at least one, if not multiple, of these different platforms, whether it be 365, Google Workspace, or Zoho. Most organizations today will utilize at least one, if not multiple, of these platforms. So what are these tools? Well, they are a set of productivity and communication services, and sometimes more. Specifically with 365 and Zoho, it is a much bigger set of tools besides just email, calendar, and documents. It's a, in some instances, financial tools, in some instances, HR tools, and so much more that can go along with it. Google Workspace just tends to focus on that office productivity and focuses on the communication side of it. Now, all of these tools are offered in a software as a service or SaaS-based environment. In this particular environment, the provider, in this case, Google or Microsoft or Zoho, they're the ones responsible for the technical operation of this service, meaning they are going to be the ones that are responsible for updating and maintaining, as well as for ensuring that the backup and continuity of operations is maintained. The beautiful thing for your organization is it just works, and that's all you really kind of have to focus on. Now, 365 and Zoho, again, are a bigger solution than Google Workspace, incorporating a lot of business technology as well. However, what I will say about 365 compared to Google and compared to Zoho is that it's not entirely cloud-based. Everything with Zoho and everything with Google is based in the cloud, and the primary way that you interact with it is through a dedicated mobile app or through the web browser. 365, on the other hand, it also includes licensing for Office. And so if you happen to be using, and I'm sure most of you are, the Microsoft Office Productivity Suite, so Word, Excel, PowerPoint, Outlook, well, 365 also includes your licensing for those suite of tools as well. And so it's a great opportunity for being able to get both your Microsoft licensing as well as a wonderful set of online tools to use. Now, all of these platforms include traditional tools such as word processing, spreadsheet, presentation, but they also include a variety of messaging and communication and file storage options as well. They'll typically come with email. They might even host, for example, authentication for your company. Maybe they have some sort of security service that can authenticate your devices and authenticate your mobile users to ensure that everything's being done within the corporate framework for security. They can also include, for example, storage. All of these services include some sort of online file storage, whether it be, for example, in the Google world, Google Drive, or in the Microsoft world, would be OneDrive. They'll have some sort of online file storage as well. Now, all of these are very configurable and very scalable. Whether you are a mom-and-pop shop with just one or maybe just two users, all the way up to the Fortune 500 and beyond, all of these tools can grow with you, and you could start off small and you could easily grow to hundreds, if not thousands, and sometimes even millions of users. And that's what's really nice about these platforms is that if you're a small business user, you get to operate with the same type of tools and services that a Fortune 500 company does. And any other world, that would not be the case. But thankfully, through cloud technology and through multi-tenant apps where multiple people can be on the same server and utilizing the same services, well, now it has become affordable for all people to be able to utilize great software. Now, here's a quick comparison of these three applications, Workspace against 365 compared to Zoho. You know, they all have relatively easy entry points with respect to price. Google could start anywhere from $5 to $6 per month and kind of go up from there. Microsoft 365 usually starts about $5. Most users end up around $12.50. Zoho has a free plan and they can go up from there as well. They've got a variety of storage options with respect to how much storage might come in, a variety of different commitments that you might want to consider. And over the course of probably a couple of videos here, we're going to dive into each of these services and we're going to learn what are the major compelling reasons to maybe choose Google compared to Microsoft compared to Zoho. And hopefully you'll leave this with a better understanding of how to implement this and why you might want to use it for your organization. So, as I mentioned, we are going to be focusing on Google Workspace today, and this will be the first of the major services that we're going to go ahead and take a look at. Now, Google Workspace has been around, I'm going to say somewhere around 10 years or so. And the actual underlying tools themselves have been around a lot longer. You know, I think I got my first Gmail account in 2005, and I've been using it daily ever since as my primary email platform. And I'm going to say somewhere around 2009-ish, somewhere in that range, Google decided to make this into a business tool as well. Now, the functionality of the business grade version of these Google tools is relatively similar to the tool that you use for free right now. The big difference between like the free plans and the personal plans versus the business plans is that the business plans come with a whole suite of administration, security, and oversight tools that are just not present in the individual software, you know? So there's going to be things, for example, that I can use to administrate other users. And there's going to be functionalities that are going to be present there from an administrative and oversight perspective that are just not needed if you're on an individual account. You know, if you're an individual, for example, there's no need for you to, and there shouldn't be a need for you to, for example, reset other users' passwords or to add users to your account or to manage certain security policies. You know, but if you're an IT administrator for any size of organization, having those tools available to you are absolutely essential. And so that's kind of the big difference between Google Workspace and the personal. The personal is great for an individual. It's all about you. Workspace is all about working in collaboration with other people inside your company. So the Workspace comes with a whole suite of communication, storage, collaboration, management, oversight tools. There's stuff for managing your email. There's stuff for communicating with your staff. There's meeting tools so that you can collaborate face to face with each other. There's list and note-taking software. There's tools to help you gain insight with respect to what you're working on and how you're working on it. And we're going to dive into many of those features and functions today. Now, one of the big things that does separate Google from the other two, Zoho and Microsoft, is the fact that Google really just focuses on the office productivity and the communications side of it. It doesn't include a lot of the other business tools that are present in these other two platforms. So you're not going to find, for example, a tool to manage your general ledger or accounts payable or payroll like you would find, for example, in Zoho. But you will find really good, simple, fast, cloud-based services that are fantastic for communication, storing files, and collaborating with your team. Getting started with Google is probably the easiest out of the three. They've got a number of migration pathways that you can go from traditional on-premise technology or another cloud provider to Google. We'll talk about some of the migration options here at the end. And if your organization is primarily cloud-based, you don't want to have software installed on your computer. You don't want to have to manage storage on your computer, security on your computer. Google is really the Ron Popeil of cloud productivity platforms. It's the set it and forget it of solutions. You pretty much just get started with it, and it will continue to operate as long as the bill is paid. Now, the prices of this vary from about $6 per month all the way up to 18 per month. I've got a slide here in a second, which will go through some of the major differences in the plan. I would say most organizations are probably towards the bottom end of the spectrum rather than the top end of the spectrum. And it's a great option for really all size organizations, but a really good option for small businesses that don't want the headache and oversight of managing a big platform. Additionally, if you don't have a lot of technical competency, a lot of technical expertise, IT experience, this is a great option just because it will continue to operate in perpetuity. It's a very, very easy solution once you kind of get up and running. Now, as I mentioned, there are three primary plans. They do have a fourth plan. It's an enterprise plan, and it's a contact us type of an approach. So I'm guessing it's a we'll do whatever you need it to be, you know, and we'll find a price that works for you approach. But for their standard business pricing, it really kind of comes in three flavors: their starter, their standard, and their plus. The starter plan is the standard plan. I think most folks would end up here, and I think that's a good fit, and it's at a good value. For $6 a month, you, for example, can have unlimited video conferencing. You get 30 gigabytes of cloud storage per user, and that storage can be utilized for email, documents, file storage, photos, and other things of this nature. And it comes with all the great security and management that is included with the Google admin tools, as well as their standard support plan. At the $12 per month, it goes up to 150 people per video meeting, plus recording options. You get an impressive 2 terabytes of cloud storage per user, but everything else is the same. At $18 per month, okay, you do get a couple of extra additional options, okay? You do get, for example, their Vault service, which I'll talk about towards the end of the presentation, which is for e-discovery and litigation. You increase the number of video meetings from 150 people to 250 people, plus attendance tracking, which is kind of cool if you're looking to ensure that people came. And you get an absolutely impressive, and as far as I'm aware, industry-leading 5 terabytes of cloud storage per user. So pretty impressive with respect to what you get for this. And so lots of different options for you to choose from, but I think most folks end up somewhere around that. I think most folks end up at that $6 rate. Now, at that $6 rate, I will point out, if you do need more storage than 30 gigabytes, you can buy more storage. You don't automatically have to get upgraded to that standard plan and double your price. All right, folks, let's go ahead and have our first review question for our podcast. How much data can each user store in their Google Workspace account? Okay, is it 30 gigabytes of cloud storage per user, 2 terabytes of cloud storage per user, or 5 terabytes of cloud storage per user? Okay. Well, the correct answer here is all of the above. It's going to be, and more too. You can always get more than 5 terabytes if you need more than that as well. It's going to be a subject to which of the Google plans you chose to use. So, I think most folks again are going to probably end up in that standard plan here, or the starter plan at $6, but you can always go up if you need it. Now, let's go ahead and dive into some of the main features and functions of the Google Workplace platform. And I'm going to go ahead and talk through, I'm going to say probably a dozen or so of the main functionalities that come with your subscription. And you might end up using some of these or all of these. Some of these are certainly more primary than others. These are the things and services that would come with your subscription. So, I would say the hallmark, the flagship of the Google Workspace subscription would be the email service. In my personal opinion, I think Gmail is the overall best email experience you could possibly go for. And it's an experience that I've been using for well over a decade at this point, and it's consistently been secure. It's consistently been reliable. I could tell you that the experience actually composing and reading email using the Gmail service, in my opinion, is probably the best. And I'm a longtime Outlook user as well. However, I just love the simple interface of Gmail. I think it takes a lot of the headache out of email by using this. And so I think right away, if you're going to pay for email, this is probably the overall best platform to choose from. I think it's a very reliable, very secure, and it either works or it doesn't. There's no configuration really at the user level. It's just like going to any other website, although you could certainly put whatever email client you'd like in front of it. So if you'd like to put Outlook or Thunderbird or any other email service that you'd like, you could certainly put it in front of it as well. Now, I think the power comes from the web interface, and I personally use the web interface for everything. One of the things I really like about that is the fact that it's the same experience regardless of the computer that I'm on. If I log on a laptop, if I log on a computer, desktop computer, or I'm logging on a friend's machine, it's the same experience. I have access to all of my attachments. I have access to my contacts. There's never this migration from one system to the other. And it's always that same consistent experience. And as a guy who uses several machines, I really appreciate that. Now, out of the web experience, one of the things I really like is the fact that I can do a unified inbox. With the Gmail approach, I can have Gmail be my interface with respect to how I interact with my email, but I could actually use this in front of other email addresses as well. I personally have about 9 email accounts for my businesses, for being an instructor, personal, nonprofits that I'm a part of. And one of the things I really like about it is the fact that Gmail can check other email accounts, and I can bring all that mail into one central inbox. So I don't have to go, for example, and check 3 or 4 different places. Everything gets unified into one place, whether it be an email, a voicemail, fax, they all get delivered to that Gmail account. And then from there, I can interact with that message. Additionally, I can send email out using multiple emails as well. And just as a point of clarification, with the paid Google Workplace account, you're not having to use an @gmail.com email. It would be your company's email, so yourcompany.com. It's just Gmail is the service that is providing that email connectivity, but it's all your company's accounts. So I love the fact that I could have multiple emails all coming into one central Gmail account. And one of the things I really love about that is the fact that it has the absolute best search in the business. Having all of my messages being delivered into a single account allows me to be able to easily search. And so, I could find that attachment that came from 3 years ago from Jenny from Utah, or I can find that obscure order that I placed for that I need to get reimbursed from a year ago, and I forgot to submit it. Well, I can find that using that Gmail search. It's the same search that you would use on the web, you can use inside of your inbox. And I use my inbox almost as like a digital trapper keeper in some respects, whether they be receipts or other personal information, I will store it in my email. And then using the Google service, I can go find those accounts really, really well. Additionally, I think Gmail is probably the most secure of the email providers. There's a lot to be said, for example, not using a desktop client like Outlook or Thunderbird, but instead accessing your email directly through the web browser. By doing this, you're actually improving your overall security because a lot of the malware specifically targets Outlook and clients like it. Gmail does fantastic anti-malware scanning, both incoming and outgoing. It does a great job of notifying you, for example, when something is spam or when something potentially is phishing or something that could potentially hurt your computer. It takes care of all of that. And so from a security perspective, I really think that is a great feature and function. Additionally, there's no monitoring of your email. They used to, for example, on the free accounts would passively target advertisements based off of your email. That doesn't occur. They don't even do that on the personal side anymore. So it's 100% secure and it's 100% reliable for your business. And I think it overall is the absolute best platform. And their mobile app is also really good as well. So you can have multiple accounts in it. You can have multiple emails inside of it. You can check multiple accounts. You can send mail from multiple accounts. In my opinion, from a storage security, this is the best email in the business. And it's what I personally use and would recommend to other people. Now, a feature that goes hand in hand with your email is going to be your calendar. And my family would tell you that I live and die by my Google Calendar. My Google Calendar is essentially my day-to-day task list and my day-to-day scheduling tool that I use to know where I'm supposed to be, when I'm supposed to be there, and who I'm supposed to be there with. And I really think Google got calendar right. There's lots of different views to be able to look at your calendar. So if you want to look at a month view, a week view, a day view, great. You can go ahead and you can see it in that perspective. You can also create as many calendars as you'd like. So if you want a business calendar and a personal calendar, you can do that. They've also made things like calendar sharing bonehead simple. You know, I can share my calendar with my family. I can share it with my business colleagues. They can see where I am and what I'm doing. I can also put different security in there so they can just see if I'm free or busy. Or I can give them the permission to be able to edit my calendar as well. Now, a couple of things that I think make Google Calendar a little bit different than other calendars in the business is some of the AI tools that are built into it. One of the things I really love about the Google Gmail integration, the Google Calendar integration is the fact that when things come into my email, Google will automatically schedule them for me. You know, so if I book a flight or I book a hotel, I buy tickets to a concert, I make a reservation on OpenTable, and those emails are sent and received inside of my email account, well, they will automatically go and create those necessary calendar entries for me and saving me a step. And they'll put in, for example, for a flight, you know, the different flights, you know, so if I have a layover in Salt Lake City, for example, I'll get two calendar invitations for flight one and flight two. They will include, for example, the reservation numbers. So if I show up at the gate and I need to, you know, get my ticket confirmation number, I can easily pull that up right from my calendar without having to go into another app. And so I just think that's one of the best tools that they have provided. They also do really good to-do management. So if I, for example, want to, you know, keep reminders and create tasks for myself, I can do those right alongside with my events and they keep that up to date for me. It's very simple to be able to create an event. You know, you can, one of the things I really like about this is they use natural language for event creation. So I can go to a particular date. You know, or I can just go to schedule something and I could say lunch with dad at noon on Thursday. Well, Google will see that and automatically figure out that I want an event and I want it called Lunch with Dad. And it should be scheduled for this coming Thursday at noon, saving me a lot of clicks when I go to actually schedule this stuff up. So I think it works great. You can obviously export this to a variety of other formats as well, including Outlook. You have a great mobile app that works really well on both Android and iOS, and it really takes a lot of the headache out of scheduling. And you'll always be at the right place at the right time, or at least it'll be scheduled correctly, and hopefully you'll be able to get yourself at the right place and right time. Now, Google also has a file storage option as well, and they call theirs Drive. Okay. Now, this is a category of products. This is not unique to Google. And in fact, I would say Dropbox was probably the first company that created this type of service. And these services all have a couple commonalities. For example, it's storage, it is backup, it is also synchronization across multiple devices. And so the way this works with Drive, you have a installable client that gets put onto your Mac or to your PC or whatever device you happen to be using. Okay. And when you install this syncing service, and it's one of the very few things you can install, you're not obligated to install it, but you can install with Google. Almost everything else is cloud-based. But when you install this, it creates a special folder in your computer called your Google Drive folder. Now, anything you put into that Google Drive folder will automatically get uploaded to your Google account and backed up in the Google data centers. So it's a great way of implementing simple disaster recovery and business continuity and ensuring that your files are backed up safely and secure to the cloud. Now, one of the other really cool things is if you happen to have multiple devices, let's say a mobile device, a tablet, another computer, something like that. Well, one of the things it will also do is that in addition to backing it up in the cloud, it will also push that update and that file, and any changes you make to that file in the future to every other device that you're signed in on. So imagine you've got a work computer and you've got a home computer. You're at the office and you start a spreadsheet. And you're done for the day, but maybe you want to go work on it a little bit at home. Well, it's very simple. You go ahead and you put that into your Google Drive. Google sees that that file is in the drive, automatically backs it up to your Google account. And when you show up at home, guess what? It will be right on that computer. And so it backs it up to the cloud and then syncs it down to the other devices that you happen to use. And if your computer happens to blow up or, unfortunately, maybe some sort of accident interrupts the other devices inside that you might be using, it's always backed up to the Google data center and any other device that you happen to be using. So it's a great option for minimizing your risk for only having a file in one location. So it's a very, very, very safe, reliable, as well as secured way of managing your data. Now, one of the things that does separate Google Drive from, let's say, the free account, as part of Workspace, is the fact that it also comes with a number of administration and oversight tools. For example, they've got this admin panel, and the admin panel allows you to configure different policies for retention of documents inside your organization. There's a new, relatively new methodology for minimizing risk inside of an organization called data loss prevention, or DLP, which, for example, can help identify potential files and messages that can move across your organization that might expose your organization to a data breach. Well, inside of the admin panel, you can configure DLP policies for Drive so that it ensures that sensitive information doesn't accidentally get exposed to other people outside of the company. And so it's a great way for ensuring certain retention policies are met. Maybe, for example, if you're subject to something like FINRA or other types of compliance frameworks that require you to retain communication and files for a period of time, well, Drive can take care of all of that for you. It's also unlimited storage in the sense that you can always buy more. You're not subject to the same limitations that you would get, for example, with a physical hard drive where, if it's a 50 gig drive, that's all you got on there. With Drive, you could expand it beyond whatever you might need to go. And you can always buy more and you can always give up some if you find yourself not really using it. Now, one of the other really cool things with Drive, and this is a feature that is shared with Docs and Sheets and some of the other tools that we're going to talk about here in a minute, is the fact that it is really built for collaboration and teamwork. With Drives, you can easily share documents with other people. You can easily collaborate on multiple documents with your team and staff. It works with a lot of different stuffs. There's over 40 different file types natively supported with Drive where you can open them up on the web, but you can also upload really kind of anything to it, whether it be a zip file, whether it be a Word doc, whether it be a PDF, a PowerPoint presentation, or really kind of anything else. Additionally, with the workspace plan, you can even open up these files directly in the Office workspace. So if you're using Word or Excel or PowerPoint, you can open up Google Drive documents directly inside of those applications and work from there. So it's really kind of no interruption to the service that you've always been using. To the end user, it just feels the same. Drive answers the question of where are my files located, not necessarily how do I work with those particular files. Now, a major component of Drive is Docs and Sheets. Okay. Now, this is Google's attempt at office productivity. And so Docs is very similar to Word. Sheets is very similar to Excel. Now, I'm going to be honest, if you try to compare these directly to their office counterparts, you're going to be disappointed. It's not that they don't work well. They actually work very, very well, but they have a different goal in mind and they have a different use case in mind. If you're a longtime Office user and you live and breathe Microsoft Excel and you use Word, you use PowerPoint, these tools will not be the same experience for you. However, if you kind of put what you're expecting, a word processing experience or a spreadsheet experience, you just kind of put it on a shelf for a minute and give these tools the opportunity to kind of shine under their own willpower, you'll see that they're actually really kind of cool for what they are. But if you come into it with the exact expectations of, hey, I need this to be a Word replacement or a PowerPoint replacement or an Excel replacement, to be honest, you're going to be disappointed because they're not the same thing. Google Docs, Google Sheets, Google Presenter are all really kind of designed around fast, easy, cloud-based, collaborative document creation and that kind of experience. They are really great from a one-to-many perspective where I want to create a document and I need four or five people to be able to edit it with me. I need to create a spreadsheet and I want to have my whole team be able to go in and update it as needed. Google really kind of pioneered that functionality. Microsoft has since added a lot of that in the online Office versions, which we'll talk about in future broadcasts. But Google really kind of created this space and, in my opinion, probably have the best overall collaborative experience for creating documents. Now, Google Docs is a word processing tool. It's great for creating, let's say, a term paper for grad school, or if you need to create maybe a article that you want to, you know, share with family and friends and kind of have everybody work on it together or something like that. Now, it provides all the basic Word functionality that you would expect. So creating text, importing edit images. They've got lots of fonts. You can do linking. You can do drawings, all that kind of stuff. Now, it also does work with the Office applications too. So if you want to, for example, store your documents inside of Google, but still continue to use Word, great. You basically have Word, but powered by Google. And Google is doing all of the backup, the document collaboration, sharing, all that kind of stuff together. But really where I feel this shines more than anywhere else is on the collaboration side of it. If you've got a document that you need to work on with other people, in my opinion, Google Docs is that best option. Now, the other Office productivity app, the big one is going to be Sheets. And this is a browser-based spreadsheet as part of the Workspace platform. Again, if you go into it expecting to replace Microsoft Excel, you're going to be disappointed, but it's a pretty powerful solution on its own. And it's a great solution for people who maybe don't need all the features and functions that come with Excel. So it is a great option for people who use limited spreadsheets. It's great for non-complex work. It is great for collaboration with other people. For example, let's say you've got a listing of clients and you want a spreadsheet to put all this information in. So maybe you have multiple people who work inside of your organization and they all need to be able to create a client or update a client as well. Well, if you created a simple Excel workbook and you saved it on your network share drive, well, one of the issues with that is, well, what happens if you have more than one person that needs to make an edit? Again, Microsoft's come a long way and it's gotten better, but still simple collaboration like that can be quite difficult in Microsoft Excel. Well, Sheets, because it's always based on the web, is natively shared in the sense that it's on the web, it's in a central position, everybody is remoting into it. So it makes collaboration on that and real-time sharing of that much simpler and easier than you would get with a traditional Excel workbook. You could take your spreadsheets anywhere, anytime, again, because it's based in the cloud. You never have to email yourself a file or put it onto a thumb drive. As long as you have internet access, you can pick it up and go. They've got great mobile app versions of Sheets, so you can get access to your spreadsheets on your phone, your tablet, and you can even use the mobile app even when you don't have an internet connection. You can still interact with those sheets, and when you get back online, it will sync those changes back. Now, you can also import and export out of Google Sheets really easily. The native format can be easily exported into Excel or CSV or other formats as well. And you can even convert them back to Excel very easily. You can also take your Excel workbooks, upload them to Google, and they'll natively be converted into Google Sheets. And virtually all functionality is supported between both these applications. Now, what's also really cool is that you can have up to 50 people simultaneously editing a spreadsheet at one time. So again, where it really shines, in my opinion, is on that collaboration side of this and the fact that we can take care of all the sharing, security, and backup all in one shot. So it works really well for that service. Now, we all have to get information from people, you know, whether it be, for example, responding to when do we want to have the Christmas party, to maybe gathering client details for a tax interview, or onboarding folks and getting the name as it should appear on the W-2 and things of this nature. Collecting of information can be quite difficult. Okay, especially when we start thinking about doing this at scale. Anytime we collect data, it's always best to get it in the correct format at the original time that data is being entered. You know, trying to correct it after the fact can be quite difficult and tedious. Well, Google has their Forms functionality. Forms allows you to kind of build a form where you can collect, you know, single line text, multi-text. You can do a Likert scale, 1 to 5. You can do drop-down menus, checkboxes. You can create a form that allows your staff or your family or your colleagues to be able to respond to information, and you can get the data in the format that you'd like to receive it in. And so when it comes back to you, it's exactly formatted correctly, and you've gotten the exact answers that you were looking for. And creating these forms is super simple. It's all drag and drop. You just pull the data to where you'd like it to be on the form in the order that you'd like it to see it. And the nice thing is, when it's all said and done and somebody submits the form, well, that data is presented to you in a Google Sheet. So it's already right on the internet and ready available for you. And so that's kind of a really nice tool for collecting, again, everything from the office Christmas party to client onboarding. Now, this is a relatively, Google Meet is a relatively new feature and functionality of the Workspace platform. It's gone through a couple different iterations over the years. It was Hangouts for a bit, but now they've kind of centralized around their new name, which is Meet. And Meet is a video conferencing solution for individuals, for teams, as well as throughout the business. And it's a very, very simple and effective video conferencing solution that allows you to be able to screen share, audio share, as well as share desktop and other interactions and collaborations with your participants. It's really fast. It's lightweight. It's bonehead simple. Video calls are simple. You know, whether you're connecting on your mobile device or you're connecting on your desktop computer or a tablet, it's easy peasy. It just works for you. Additionally, it also comes with phone-in conferencing too. So even if you have people who don't have access to the internet that just need to call in, maybe they're at the airport, maybe they're in a cab, maybe they're camping. Well, guess what? As long as they can get at least to the cell networks, they can dial in and participate. And scheduling meets are very simple. It's all built right inside of both Gmail as well as inside of Google Calendar. All you have to do is to schedule something. You select a button that says make it a Google Meet, and that invitation will get sent automatically with meeting details. And all the participant really has to do is click the link to join. And once they click the link, it will open up in the Gmail app if they're on the mobile phone, or it will open up on their computer. And it's very simple in terms of getting people in. Now, this solution is very simple, very similar, and it's kind of a competitor product, for example, to Zoom or WebEx or GoToMeeting or other solutions like this. You know, those are tools you're already paying for. Well, Google Meet can be a supplement or a replacement even for those existing tools. So I've participated in several meets over the years, over the last, let's say, year or so since they've added that product, and it's worked out pretty well. And again, it's maybe not as feature rich as you would expect from a Zoom or a WebEx, but it's pretty darn good for the person who is meeting occasionally with colleagues or clients or staff or whomever else. So it's a good solution if you need to, and especially if we look at the coronavirus world that we're living in right now, having this at your disposal, which is not an additional fee that you need to pay another provider for, is a nice value added for your Google subscription. And you get it even at that base level, even for that $6 per month. Now, your workspace subscription also comes with a chat solution too. Google Chat is intended to be kind of internal communication amongst your team and allows your team to be able to chat with each other, both in terms of one-to-one as well as in a group. Now, in our company, Devmatics, we use chat probably more than anything else. My business partners and I, we chat constantly throughout the day about projects, about clients, about things that we're working on. Hey, has this been paid? Hey, have you booked this? What's the status of this? And chat is so much more effective than email because it's real time. And if you need a quick question to something, I find chat to be the best solution for it. Well, Google Chat allows you to securely connect with people inside your company. It's not public in the sense that anybody can participate in this conversation. You have to be within the Google Workspace platform to be able to do it and within your company. You can also set up group chats too. So you, for example, can have a group chat for billing, a group chat for projects, a group chat for a specific client. And all the people who are participating on that project or that client, they can be in that direct chat. And so when you chat with one, you're chatting with them all. So imagine you've got an accounting team chat and there's 10 of you on there. Well, a salesperson could come in, go to the accounting chat, ask a question about a bill or something like that, and anyone in that particular team can reply. It's also integrated with a whole range of Google Workspace tools, so it's easy to keep track of what you're doing and choose the right communication protocol for whatever you happen to be. And so chat's built right into Gmail, it's built right into Google Calendar, and it's very, very useful for organizations to communicate in real time with each other. Now, this is very similar if you're familiar with Microsoft Teams or Slack or Discord. This is a comparable solution, but again, it's integrated into that workspace that you're already paying for. So it's one less thing you have to buy. Now, there are a couple of additional Google tools that are not as widely known as the ones that I've talked about here. You know, I think most of us have heard of Google Drive, Gmail, certainly, and Google Calendar and others, but there are a couple other ones that separate the Google platform, I think, from the public platform. Okay, so they introduced a new product. It's called Currents. And so what this is an engagement platform. This is allowing you to have meaningful discussions, staying current and staying informed with your colleagues in terms of what you're working on and what they're working on. It's intended to kind of be an insight tool to help you kind of get an idea and share that idea with other people, get input on that particular idea, have focused conversations on specific topics. And it's really kind of helpful to let you discover other things that might be going on inside your company. You, for example, can easily find siloed content and resources that might have been uploaded that have long since been forgotten. And it also gives you a lot of detailed analysis on your work as well as the work of your team and your colleagues in terms of what you're doing. And it's a great way to kind of build engagement with your team wherever they happen to be. You know, in this coronavirus world that we're living in, where we're not seeing everybody day to day and having those meaningful interactions and conversations with folks, it can be hard to kind of keep your finger on the pulse of what the company is doing and where you're going. Well, Currents can be a way of being able to discover what other people are working on and helping them discover what you're working on and collab and find new ways of being able to collaborate. a new product that was added by Google. This is available both as part of Workspace as well as in the free personal version as well, that I wanted to mention as kind of a new tool is Keep. Now, Keep is a note-taking and list-taking software that you can access right inside of your Google account. And it's a great way of being able to take notes on virtually any device. You know, they've got a mobile app that you can interact with both on iOS and Android. They've got the website. It's also natively built directly into Gmail, so you can access it there. And it's a great way to collect photos or audio or notes for a meeting or doing research for a particular project or client. It's a great way of kind of keeping your stuff together. Okay. You can also set reminders. You could set calendar updates. You can record a voice memo. You can even share and collaborate with this with other colleagues. You know, so I can create, for example, a Google Keep notebook and I could share it with my colleague on a particular client or project that we're working on. And as we're finding research, we can put it into our Google Keep and we can both have access to that information at any point. I would say Google Keep, its closest, I would say, competitors would be, for example, Microsoft OneNote is a probably from the Microsoft side of this. And there's other kind of digital trapper keeper apps as well. Evernote is another one that comes to mind here. But this, again, is integrated in part of your Google Workspace account. Now, other fantastic Workspace tools that kind of come in that are available, they've got, for example, the Google Cloud Search. This is available on kind of the more premium side of the subscription model. Google Cloud Search allows the amazing Google search capabilities inside of your company files, and it allows you to be able to search and find things that would otherwise not be found. They offer Endpoint. Okay, Endpoint allows you to manage employee devices, so mobile phones, tablets, you know, so you can ensure that they're meeting specific compliance requirements and maybe even retention policies, for example, using services such as data loss prevention. You can use this service to ensure that, you know, if your employees are working from home or working from the road, that their devices are secured. And so it's a way of managing your user's actual phone, even though that they might be working halfway around the world. They've got Work Insights. It basically is a tool that will learn your different work patterns and give you information about what you're working on and how you're working on to help you make more effective decisions about what you do and how you do it. They've got a low-code automation tool called AppScripts, probably closer to Microsoft's Power Automate or Flow, also probably similar to Zapier. So if you want to build some automation into the work that you're doing, you can easily do it within AppScripts. They also have Sites. This is their website builder. So if you want to build a website for your business, your organization, or even a personal website, you know, Sites is a simple drag and drop solution to allow you to build a website for whatever you happen to might be using. And truthfully, besides the Workspace itself, that platform, this is just really scratching the surface of Google's business tools. They've got a number of tools, for example, for managing your business's marketing and e-commerce, as well as your website using analytics and search. We're going to be exploring in other classes soon, in other podcasts soon, all the different tools and techniques and services offered by Google to really kind of get you that insight with respect to what you can do with Google products. And there really kind of is no limit with respect to what you can do. All right, let's go ahead and have our next review question. Which of the following Workspace tool would be ideal for collaboration with colleagues? Would it be Meet? Would it be Docs and Sheets? Would it be Drive? Or would it be all of the above? And you guessed it, it would be all of the above. Google Meet would be a great solution if you wanted to have a video conference with somebody, share screens, look at each other face to face, talk with each other. You can do that real-time collaboration, just like if you were sitting in a conference room. Docs and Sheets are fantastic for being able to create collaborative documents where I can create a document or a spreadsheet, and I can share it with my team and colleagues. They can collaborate on those documents in real time, literally seeing keystroke by keystroke of what I'm working on. They'll see those changes reflected on their computer. And Google Drive is a great option for uploading all different types of files and being allowed to share those with colleagues, staff, and other folks. And they can collaborate on those documents as well. They can pull them down, they can update them. Whatever rights and privileges that I have extended to them, they will get those as well. All right. So, kind of as a bonus, I do want to highlight two additional tools that are available. And they're outside of the Google Workspace app, but often people will use them in conjunctions with a workspace. And I'd be remiss if I did not at least mention them to you. Okay. The first is Google Voice. Now, Google Voice is a unified voice platform. It's a way of talking, sending text messages and voicemail through your computer as well as through your mobile device. And in my opinion, the way I've always kind of described it is that it's kind of like the Gmail for voice communication. And I love it. It's a tool that I've been using personally for many years because Google Voice is also available at the individual level as well. And what's great about this is that I can call people, they can call me. It gives you, when you sign up, a secondary phone number that you can use in conjunction with your existing phone numbers. And what's kind of cool about this is what we call a find me, follow me service. If you call my Google Voice number, okay, it calls my office, it calls my cell phone, and it calls my house directly. And wherever I happen to be, I pick up the phone and I get that call routed to me and I can have that conversation. But what's nice about this is twofold. First, for clients and business, I give them my Google Voice number because it provides a little bit of separation between me personally and business Steve. Okay. And so if I ever want to, for example, not answer the phone or, you know, I can set work hours. So for example, Google Voice will automatically go to voicemail after 5 o'clock or something like that, or maybe not ring on the weekends. I can do that directly with Google Voice. And so it provides a nice little separation. Additionally, what's also great about this, instead of having to give you multiple phone numbers, I give you one number and that one number will get me no matter where I happen to be. Now, on the workspace side of this, you can basically use this as a replacement for your desktop phone inside your business. And so most of us are using a computer every single day. It's our primary work device. So why not use it to answer and make phone calls? You know, you got a headset, you got a Bluetooth earpiece or something like that. You can use your computer as a phone, or you can use your existing phone if you'd like to do it as well. It does a great job of voicemail. It'll do voicemail that it'll do voice to text. So you can read your voicemail instead of having to listen to it. You can do text messaging through it. It's really cool. Now, it is an add-on to Google Workspace, and it ranges from $10 to $30, just depending on what level of service you want. And it's a great tool. You know, it makes phone communication, text communication, in my opinion, 1,000% better. And it's something that I would recommend in conjunction with any Google Workspace account. Now, Google Voice is part of the overall Google Cloud platform. Okay. Google Cloud is a massive cloud solution. It is an infrastructure as a service solution. It allows you to build and configure a server for your company or data storage for your company or anything you might need technically for your company inside of the Google data centers. And so instead of you having to go out and buy technology, configure it and build it, all that kind of jazz, Google takes care of all that stuff for you. You just pay them for the services that you use. And they've got a ton of business-grade technology that you might choose to use for your business. You can do everything from storage to networking. You can do big data. They've got all these cloud AI tools. They've got stuff for security and identity management. You can run your whole business in the Google Cloud platform, if you will. And it's a really nice add-on in addition to the Google Workspace. Google Workspace is kind of the business side of this. This is more of the technical and IT side of it. But in my opinion, they really kind of go hand in hand with each other. Now, on the administration side of this, so let's take off our end user hat. Let's put it on from the administrator, the company owner, the IT person inside your company. Google also provides a number of really good administration tools. Okay. Now, one that your company, if you need it, you need it. And if you don't need it, you don't need it. It's kind of one or the other, is Vault. Vault is a tool for archiving information inside your company. Now, if your company, for example, is subject to retention policies or discovery, maybe your company, for example, often faces litigation. And frankly, if you get big enough, that's always the case. You're always dealing with some amount of litigation inside your company. Well, Vault allows you to keep track of all different types of data, as well as metadata that you can then use for discovery purposes or retention purposes. The most immediate example that comes to mind would be a firm subject to FINRA. Okay. With FINRA, you have to have certain compliance with respect to retention for insider trading, for stock advisors and investment people. Well, you want to make sure that your staff aren't deleting things, and maybe covering their tracks in some respect. Well, Vault will ensure that specific retention policies are kept. And so if that information ever needs to be pulled across all company staff, well, guess what? Vault will allow you to be able to do that. It gives you really robust audit trails. You can search, you can create different export formats for a variety of purposes. So it's a really good solution if you're subject to this type of compliance. And if you need it, you need it. And if you don't, you don't. Now, they also have a great administration tool. The Google Admin tool allows you to be able to control your deployment of workspace across an unlimited number of people. And from here, you can configure new users, you can make setup changes, you can turn off and on features and functions, you can reset user passwords, you can enforce certain security policies, for example, maybe two-factor authentication or configuring single sign-on. You can do device management. As I mentioned previously, part of your Google Workspace account at the upper end of this allows for specific endpoint management where I can configure things and force my users' devices to respond accordingly. And so that's what's really nice about this is that all of that administration is done through that Google Admin tool. It's very easy to operate. When I compare it, for example, to some of the Microsoft stuff of old, Exchange and Active Directory, this is a much simpler and easier tool to use. And it's the same tool whether you have one user or a million users. It all kind of works the same. And so this administration side of this takes a lot of the headache and hassle out of managing your user accounts. And you could set up a lot of it ahead of time, and it's not a tool for most of the time that you'll be using on a day-to-day basis. But when you do need to get into it, it's got everything at your fingertips, and it's an effective way of managing your company's account. Now, migrating to Google Apps is pretty simple. You can get a free trial. There's no commitment, no credit card. You can go ahead and set up. You can go ahead and set up your apps. You can choose, for example, I want to allow a calendar. I want to allow, Gmail. I want to allow Drive. Maybe I want to not add Google Voice. Not a problem. Well, you can get started with that later. Okay. So you sign up for an account. Test it out, make sure it all works, configure some stuff, train your team. They've got a number of really good resources to help you train your team about how to use their different services and products. Once you feel comfortable with this, you're going to go through a transition where you can either import your existing content over. So if you want to have one single unified inbox with all your historical messages, your historical calendars, contacts, great. You can bring all of that with you. And they've got a number of tools that essentially will do this automatically for you. And so it's not hard to be able to achieve this. It's actually quite simple. So let's go ahead and wrap up for the day. And let's have our final review question. Which product is not included in a Google Workspace subscription? Is it Gmail? Is it Google Calendar? Is it Google Voice? Is it Google Meet? Okay. The correct answer here is Google Voice. Google Voice is an add-on technically to Google Workspace. It's something you can easily add, but it is part of the Google Cloud platform. So it's something that you would have to add in addition to your Workspace account. All right, let's go ahead and summarize what we learned today. Well, I introduced the idea of cloud productivity and communication software. I introduced, for example, the three big players in this market, Google Workspace, Microsoft 365, and Zoho. We focused on Google Workspace. We talked about how it's a great suite of cloud communication tools for everything from communication in email and calendaring format and chat to file storage, creating collaborative documents, worksheets, and more. And it's a great option for a lot of organizations, but a really good option for organizations that want very little IT overhead, no investment in hardware, and they want everything to be cloud-based. Coming up next time, we're going to go ahead and take a detailed look at Microsoft 365 and Zoho. We'll talk about each of these solutions on their own for about an hour and the features and functions and some of the things you might want to consider for each of these platforms. And in the future, we're also going to discuss a strategy for acquiring and implementing these different solutions inside of your organization. If you liked today's broadcast and podcast, I hope you did. I would recommend that you follow us on social media. Most social media channels we can be found at cpetoday.com. If you have any feedback on today's course, please consider leaving us a comment or a in wherever you happen to be watching this broadcast. You're also welcome to email us at questions@cpetoday.com. Love to know what you think, especially if you have any ideas on future topics and things that you might want to see discussed and covered. I'd also recommend and love for you if you would consider liking and subscribing our video and leaving us a comment below about what you like in particular. I also want to remind you that this is eligible for CPE credit. If you are a financial professional and you are subject to continuing education requirements, you can earn a credit from listening to today's podcast. Go to cpetoday.com, use course code GMZ1. Again, cpetoday.com, use course code GMZ1. After your purchase, you complete a quick 5-question exam. You'll earn a credit, and you also get copies of today's materials as well as a copy of the video. You can ask questions and lots of other great learning opportunities as well. So again, cpetoday.com, course code GMZ1. Stay tuned. We have lots more great content coming up for you. In future broadcasts, we're going to be taking a look at disaster recovery and business continuity for small business. You know, what do you need to look at before a disaster occurs to ensure that you will survive after the disaster goes away? We're going to be continuing our discussion on QuickBooks Online as well as other small business accounting software. We're going to be going deep inside of QBO, talking about the major features and functions that make it a great accounting solution for all different types of organizations. We're going to be starting another series on Excel advanced topics, including user-defined functions, macro, as well as VBA programming. And we're going to take an even deeper dive in Google, looking at their most effective tools, apps, services, and more. So again, please consider subscribing. Lots more great content coming. And we really, truly appreciate you attending and watching. Thank you so much for your time and attention today. Very much look forward to seeing you in another broadcast soon. Best wishes. Good luck. Take care.